welcome to Pickin' Nuggets. Grab yourself some coffee and tea and get nice and cozy as we chat about the Bible. My name is Faye Morgan, and let's get started. If you're a woman who's grown up in the Christian faith, you're probably a lot more familiar with what 1 Corinthians 11:15 says than what you realize. More than just being a part of the head-covering debate, it also has to do with just women in general. If we look, it reads, "But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering." Now, a lot of people take this to mean that women are supposed to have long hair, or they have to have long hair because it's their glory. But I'm going to give a perspective that I think that's not exactly what that's saying. In just a minute, I'll be right back to give you my interpretation of what verse 15 is really saying. One way to understand a verse in the Bible is to read the verses that lead up to it. So I'm going to begin by reading 1 Corinthians 11:7 through 15. "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is man independent of the woman, nor woman independent of the man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman. But all things are from God. Judge among yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering." Now, the first thing that stands out to me is it looks like he's making a comparison. Because if you look in verse 14, he says, "If a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him." And then in 15, "But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her." So it looks like he's making a distinction between the two sexes and who has long hair. Also, if you look at the part where it talks about the hair being a glory to her. Now, a glory means something magnificent and beautiful, if you look it up online, as I did before I began recording. But if you remember, way up on verse 7, it says, "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man." So if a woman has to have long hair because it's her glory in verse 15, then wouldn't it go that every man has to have a woman? Because in verse 7, it says, "But woman is the glory of man." Now, we know that can't possibly be true. The Bible speaks very highly of both being married and being single. God does not require every man to have a woman, even though it plainly says that woman is the glory of man, just as it says that long hair is a glory for women. So I think that he's simply just making a comparison, and he's not actually saying that women have to have long hair. If you can have long hair and you want long hair, that's great and that's wonderful, because women really do look beautiful with long hair. But there are lots of hairstyles, lots of hair types out there. Some women, like myself, can't even grow long hair. And we should not be made to feel bad about ourselves or to feel less than because we lack the ability to grow long hair. Because someone is taking a verse and saying, "Well, you have to have long hair, it's your glory." When I don't really think that's what he's saying. So, if you have anything to say on the topic, I'd love to hear from you. And that's a wrap. Thank you for joining me today on Pickin' Nuggets. I'm Faye Morgan, your host, and I hope to see you again real soon. Have a good evening, and God bless you.